You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is We Rocked, We Rolled. Rockwired.com's Best of 2011 exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Rockwire.com gives it up for Derek Miller and his 2011 release, Derek Miller with Double Trouble. Stick around for more. This special presentation is brought to you by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. It's been a hell of a year, and we're looking back on it fondly with this special 15-part series, We Rocked, We Rolled, Rockwire.com's Best of 2011. I'm your host, Brian Lush. With the launch of two additional shows to Rockwire.com in the past year, the number of artists to be featured on our site has gone through the roof. With so many great artists, it's difficult to know where to begin, but because the show has to go on, we're going to start with First Nations rocker Derek Miller. Miller was featured on both Rockwired Radio Profiles and Aboriginal Sounds for his latest release, Derek Miller with Double Trouble. In a few minutes, you'll hear the exclusive interview that we did with him for Aboriginal Sounds, but first, here is Derek Miller and Double Trouble with The Ecstasy of You.
Give out on me.
That was Derek Miller with Double Trouble with Ecstasy of You. Visit Derek at his official website, www.derekmiller.ca. In 2011, Derek was featured on our show, Aboriginal Sounds, to talk about his latest release, and here's how the interview went.
Growing up, I mean, were there any native performers that you looked to, or was that something you didn't really think about, or describe, you know, the musical influence for you, I mean?
Yeah, that's a very interesting topic because, you know, short answer is, for me, I grew up on the reservation. I grew up, as a kid, I didn't want to be an Indian because I experienced a lot of racism. So that, for me, was a turning point in my development. And I came home and I told my mom and my aunt, I was like, I don't want to be a Native because Native people are just being looked down upon. And they were like, don't you ever say that ever again. They gave me a huge ton of shit. And they said, be proud of where you're from. Be proud of who you are because you're a very unique person. Like, I'm Onondaga Mohawk. And that, for me, resonated because it was like, I didn't see any Native musicians out doing what, you know, Led Zeppelin was doing or anything like that. I didn't know anything about, you know, Link Grey at the time or Buffy St. Marie or anything like that, but at the time, you know, it really resonated me to the fact that, you know, there was maybe some reverse racism because I couldn't understand why, you know, people would want to hate each other like that. So that was important to give context to that because now and what I'm doing, like, I see the importance of having our people put up on these pedestals so that the children and the youth can strive for that. And I've always been an advocate and not backed down from my roots. And I think it's painted me in the corner a bit, but at the same time, you know, I think I owe it to my ancestors to be vocal about who I am and where I'm from, because if I don't do that, then the kids are not going to have a reference point. And now when I go back to the reservation and people see me, it's just, I'm the same person, but at the same time, they look up to me because they see that I've played the Olympics and I've played in front of, you know, a bunch of people, and I've done these records and I've won all these awards. So I think that's very important, and I never really had any reference to that sort of stuff before. So, but now, I mean, I see the importance of Jesse Ed Davis and Link Grey and Buffy St. Marie and Redbone and all these different artists that contributed to mainstream music. And Charlie Patton was a chalked off, for Pete's sake, and he started the whole thing. So there you go.
Right. And when you picked up a guitar and went to those first few gigs, I mean, what did that feel like? I mean, did anyone ever give you grief for being Indian or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, no, they didn't give me no grief about it. I always seemed to cut through because the music start playing, all the race and color disappeared. So it's a very strange thing because you got to deal within societies and politics, and sometimes you know, it's just I think a part of why that happened too is because I've always been such a advocate of a pro Native American, and maybe that's to my own detriment too, you know, because of what I went through as a kid, you know.
I see. And
and focus on one love, you know. When I was recording with Willie Nelson, that was one of the things that he told me. I was like, yeah, I come from here or whatever. He's like, yeah, one love, baby. And that pretty much, man, summed it up for me. I was like, yeah, there you go.
What's the best advice you've ever gotten from anyone in the course of your career?
Man, oh man, the best advice I've gotten is just, you know, keep playing. That's it. Just enjoy yourself, and everything else is just, you know, icing on the cake, really. You know, that's about as simple as I could put it, you know? It's just have fun.
Visit Derek at his official website, www.derekmiller.ca. Here is Derek Miller with Double Trouble once again with Something Bad, Something Good. Listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the December Artist of the Month, One-Eyed Doll, and their latest release, Break. In a fairly short amount of time, this dynamic duo, comprised of Kim Freeman and Junior, have become the toast of South by Southwest and have amassed a loyal worldwide following due to their out-there songcraft and fiery stage presence. One-Eyed Doll, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit One-Eyed Doll at their official website, www.oneeyeddoll.com. Albuquerque's intelligent alternative just got a whole lot smarter. Local IQ and Rockwired Media are pleased to present to you Local IQ Radio, a new weekly online radio showcase coming soon to local-iq.com. Local IQ Radio is your guide to music, art, theater, and film from the Duke City and beyond. Local IQ Radio, coming sooner than you think to local-iq.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. In your way, truth is, wearing thin, I can see right through your disguise. Truth is, buried alive underneath this. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head. Just a bit. The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and for the first part of our show, we're giving it up for First Nations rocker Derek Miller, who, and his latest release, Derek Miller with Double Trouble. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Derek Miller regarding his new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
I don't know. I kind of brought this up in a previous interview, but it just seems to me, you being a Canadian native, you know, it just seems like Canada's gone a little further in terms of embracing Native music than even the U.S. Do you find that to be true or no?
Yeah, but I think, like I said before, to our own detriment. I mean, we're painting ourselves as Native artists, and I think maybe we shouldn't be doing so much of that and just promoting, like I said, the one love sort of situation. But at the same time, we all got these battles that we have to figure out. So there's definitely different organizations and places for funding up in Canada that you don't really get in America. But yeah, like as far as even being Canadian native, I mean, I don't even recognize, you know, the border per se. You know what I mean? It's I've got my Social Security card in the United States as well. I mean, that was just part of what our ancestors set up for us. It was to be dual citizens and stuff. So, I mean, yeah, I try not to look at it, but at the same time, there is some different avenues more available, I think, for the Canadian contingent.
I see. And have there been any differences in how you're received and, like, compared to Canada and here, you know?
Yeah, I'm probably more famous in New Orleans than I am in anywhere else on Turtle's Back here. I mean, I played the Jazz Festival in New Orleans twice, and every time I go back to that place, people recognize me in the street, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? It's like nobody. I can't get arrested in Canada almost, but you know, go to New Orleans and everybody's willing to buy me a drink. So I mean, I must be doing something right. That's like a hot bit of music, and people dig their music there. So I must be doing something right.
Well, I'm one of those people that's sort of the opinion that, you know, Indian music has come a long way. We're not there yet, but it's come quite a ways. What do you see for it in the future?
I mean, I think that we're going to just keep going and striving, and the scene within the industry will continue to grow. I think there's a lot more opportunity out there. I remember when I was first starting out on the reservation, I didn't even know where to go record a song, so I was looking in the Yellow Pages and managed to find a recording studio near a Mennonite community about an hour away from my reservation. So, and now we got one of the state-of-the-art studios in Canada available to us. So it's definitely growing, and people are seeing the importance of putting the native perspective, I think, in a digestible context for people, because I don't think people really understand what it means to be Native American, and I think the onus is on the indigenous people of Turtle Island to really present that to the non-native, so that we can have that understanding and bridge those gaps and look at that one love mentality. So the future is bright. I can see it's going to be good.
And speaking of yourself as a Native performer, what has been the biggest surprise for you personally since the time you picked up a guitar till now?
I think the biggest surprise is that it's not as glamorous as I thought it was.
Amen!
I think that's the biggest surprise. Surprise, yeah. We'll put it as surprise.
Visit Derek at his official website, www.derekmiller.ca. Here is Derek Miller with Double Trouble once more with Stoned for Days.
Every now and then, I take what the devil pays. I guess I've seen better days. Gypsy morning light still won't slam right. Whoa. Oh, you stole my comb for days. Hold me one more time. Baby, feel divine. Hold me one more time. Of devotion. Oh, oh, you stole the cold for days. Heard a trumpet sign in the sky began to weep. In the streets of San Francisco, nothing on my mind. Oh, like a man out of time. Stole my coat for days. Babe, hold me one more time. Make me feel divine. Hold me one more time. Standing on the edge of devotion. Oh,
That's going to do it for this edition of We Rocked, We Rolled. Join us tomorrow as we give it up for the 1 through 10s. For Rockwired.com, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. We Rocked, We Rolled is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks.
I'm passing out in our street clothes. Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.